I'm Marie Williams from Newtown AFC, and you're listening to the JD Cymru Premier Podcast with Webber and Jonah.
It's the JD Cymru Premier Podcast. We've had enough of pigs in blankets. We've had enough of the repeat of what's it, Sound of Music. It's time to get back to business. Actually, to be fair, it's hard to say this. I can't believe I'm saying this. The Welsh Premier League is actually more exciting than the Sound of Music, Jonah.
Mark, it is right back on form. It's tight at the top. It's tight for sixth place. It's tight down the bottom. Every game at the moment is vital to every manager. I don't think there's a... We mentioned dead rubbers along the line. I don't think there's many dead rubbers definitely now from here on in. So every game has something on it, especially this weekend.
Yeah, we'll be rattling through the permutations of what now two games to go before the split kicks in. But before we hear from you, Jonah, one man will definitely be interested in how things will go between Carnarvon Town and Aberystwyth Town on Friday. Here's Sean Eardley.
To come down south to, you know, to keep a clean sheet, you know, we're a point better off, you know, and we go hunting, you know, that elusive point now in the last two games before the split. So, you know, we step closer. There's still work to be done, and, you know, we're going to respect, you know, Aberystwyth coming to the Oval next week, which I'm sure will be a great atmosphere. And then we travel down to Cardiff, Met, like in the last game. So we've got work to do. You know, we'll have a couple of players back for next week, which is pleasing.
Transfer window has reopened. You've done some business already. Ben Clark's with you until the end of the season. Yeah. What else can you share with us?
To be fair, not too much as of yet. There's discussions going on with a player from the Cymru North at the minute. You know, hopefully he'll come into the squad there on Friday. But in fairness, the way we're looking at it is Noah will hopefully be in the squad as well for Aberystwyth. And he'll be fully available then for Cardiff Met. So we're going to see Noah Edwards as a new signing, really. Obviously, like with him still being registered. You know, Crowles has returned back to training, you know, non-contact. So, yeah, we're getting players back. You know, at the end of the month, we get Leo Smith back from suspension as well. So we're happy with what we've got. Obviously, it'd be nice to add, yeah, you know, the quality and whatnot. But, you know, we're not an abundance of riches, unfortunately. So, you know, the lads that I've got already, I know will do a job. And yeah, you know, like you said, I think it's another point now out of two games that we need to mathematically get there. So, yeah, you know, it's full steam ahead now to Aber next week.
And one name we haven't mentioned is Nathan Craig. I understand there's good news.
Yeah, absolutely. I messaged Nathan this morning. He's messaged the boys. You know, it's his second one, I think, this year. So he's suffering a little bit, like with the headaches, which I think is normal. But yeah, I mean, he's on the road to recovery, which is good. We're obviously going to follow, you know, the protocol. You know, I'm liaising sort of every day, really, like with Reece, and we're not going to be taking any chances with Nate, to be fair. You know, he's a crucial part of what we want to do. You know, dubbed, you know, Mr. Carnarvon. So yeah, no, we'll look after Nathan. Yeah, hopefully he may become available for the Cardiff Met game.
Because the thing is, see, Jonah, they haven't banked that automatic top six place yet. They are still having to make sure that it is still theirs.
Yes, that's right. They're having to work for it. I think if they do get top six for the second year running, I think it'll be a brilliant achievement by Eardley and the lads at Carnarvon. Don't forget, they've still only been in this league for a few seasons, and they are now in if they do this top six again, I think it's a magnificent job. Yeah, they've had a couple of results where they wanted to get over the line. They thought they could have got over the line 0-0 Saturday at Penabont, but they're playing a rejuvenated Penabont as well. So it might not have been a bad away point for them, but I still see them getting there. They've got two games to go. They've got 34 points. For me, I think they'll still get in there.
Well, I tell you who was celebrating in Penabont on Saturday was the Covey fans. The Covey fans and the Penabont fans doing a roaring trade for beer sales in Bridgend. I've seen some pictures and some videos of a very good night out in the clubhouse.
Yeah, it looks like. Well, that's what it's all about. I just wish every club had the amount of travelling fans like the Covey Army. It's brilliant for our league. We know the football is much, you know, it's a great product now. All the grounds are great. And we know, Mark, it's all it's lacking, really, is if every club had the support that Carnarvon and Tone have, the league would get much better credit off everybody as well, because, you know, their average crowd is 600 to 700. They can push thousands at home, and they're still taking a couple of hundred away to games. So it's just what everybody else would like to have.
And we'll start the weekend review here then. Look, the Covies are at home. That will help Friday night, 7:45. But Aberystwyth still have a bit to play for, don't they? They want to make sure that they want to put breathing space, probably out of the opportunity of getting something into the top six. But they want to put a cushion between themselves and those sides fighting in the bottom six.
They're 5 points clear of the bottom three, right? That's only two games or two games to go. So they'll want something from these last couple of games, and that'll be the key to them. They want to keep away from that bottom three, and that 5 point gap between them, Pennebont, and 6 point gap between Carmarthen and Airbus is absolutely massive to Aber. They would, at this stage of the season, I think they'd snap your hand off at eighth or ninth come the end of the season.
And if Aberystwyth do get something on the road, it becomes squeaky bum time for the Covies, doesn't it? And let's have a look at the teams below them. Druids, Newtown, Met. Where's the challenge going to come from on that last game of the weekend, if that's the case?
Yeah, I think the Met were 25 points from 20. It looks like, mathematically, like Christian said on a Scorio interview, that they're mathematically possible, but it looks gone for them. I think the Druids, you know, they could still push. Newtown, obviously, could still push. I just think the Covies, they could be in already, not mathematically, because they got 34 points. The Druids are in 7th place with 28 points, so they've got to get two wins to catch them and a bit of goal average. So I just think, like I said earlier on, Newtown and Kevin Druids have been brilliant of late, but the last couple of weeks, the Druids were unlucky in that game against TNS, which could cost them. So I see Carnarvon definitely getting in. And then the 6th and 7th place being between Newtown and Kevin Druids for me.
And that other Friday night game, which Newtown really do need to win, they are hosting TNS. Now, here's the stat, Jonah. Paul Harrison starting his 400th JD Cymru Premier or Welsh Premier match, all for TNS. Only the second keeper to enter the 400 club after Andy Mulliner. He got 481, including 213 for Llansanfraith and TNS. We know how much of a stalwart how Paul has been for the club and also for the league, to be fair. And he is now probably at a time where, could it be argued that they are facing the toughest challenge that they've faced in this league for a while?
You know, he's a man for all seasons, Harrison, for TNS, isn't he? He's won the title, I think, eight times in a row with him. Like you said, 400 games. He's supposed to be a great changing room captain as well. And I think I heard one interview with him, a couple of the other TNS players, that he's usually the one who makes sure things are done properly. There's no messing around. He wants it done properly and professionally. So great to have in a changing room. And, you know, like we said, he's a stalwart of the league, he's a stalwart of TNS, but he's a class act, he's a class footballer. And, you know, who TNS could most probably buy or, you know, select anybody in this league. And a testament to him is that they haven't changed their goalkeeper for 8 seasons in a row. So for me, that says it all.
Yeah, a testament that he's still hanging around and he's still a key part of it. And I suppose you think of all of the players who have played with him and around him for those 400 games, the amount of wisdom that he must have imparted to them, and that's probably made TNS stronger in a way.
Yeah, I mean, he's not perfect, because sometimes people, you know, about his aerial ability, but he's made great saves over the years. His footballing brain is a good footballing brain. In the modern day game, he's definitely a Guardiola type of goalkeeper. If you remember, Guardiola said, "I've got our footballers in goals now." Well, he suits everybody at that level because he's a great footballer. And like you said, his experience and the players he's played with, he'll go down as a Welsh Premier all-time great, Mark.
Now, let's move to Saturday. As if Carmarthen Town haven't had enough difficult games over the past few days with their doubleheader against Pennebont, they now have to host Airbus, who are also in that scrap with them. This is another six-pointer, isn't it, for Carmarthen?
What, listen, Mac, what a game that is this Saturday. I mean, if you're talking about, you know, we're not trying to put pressure on people, but if you're talking about pressure as a game, a pressurised game, what a pressurised game this is. It's 11th against 12th. You know, they've both got 11 points each at the bottom. Carmarthen are at home. Christian will be expecting a win for his lads at home, no doubt at all. O'Shaughnessy, you might come down and take the point away on the road to go in, you know, on level pegging. They don't want to be cut adrift. It's a massive, massive game this is. It's as big as any game in the league this season. This weekend, you know, you've got a couple of top quality games, like you said, Newtown and the New Saints in the top, what looks like being a top six. But as a fixture, this one, Carmarthen versus Airbus, it's gigantic, Mark, gigantic. Both managers know they've got to get something from it. And for me, it's Carmarthen simply at home against a team who've been struggling of late. They haven't won, I think, is it for five or six games. A lot of people are saying they're struggling, Airbus. I think Carmarthen have to win this at home.
And Penabont will certainly be perked up by the point that they grabbed in those festive games. And they've been splashing the cash, double signing Ashley Morris and Ashley Evans. Let's hear from them.
0-0, clean sheet, another important point, Ashley Morris.
Yeah, it's nice to be back playing, to be honest. And it'll take a point, especially when you're at the bottom of the table, any point a goal. And I think we proved here we can defend well.
It's an Ash Fest here in the transfer window at Brinterion Park. Ashley Evans, back in the Cymru Premier, and a good start.
Yeah, it's nice to be back. Carnarvon, top half team, and I think we held our own and deserved the point. If anything, we could have taken the three, so delighted with the point, really, the situation that we're in. So we'll take that and move on up to the split.
You played for Llanelli, you played for Neath,
yep.
And you also play for Portalbert in the top flight, and I know you're very close to Rhys Griffiths, and he's brought you in to bring a bit of experience and a bit of dog, I suppose, in midfield.
I played with him in Llanelli and Portalbert, and obviously looked up to him as a player coming through, and you know, as a manager, you got that drive, so you know, it's nice to be playing for him.
Ashley, Penabont are a bit more local to your base in Merthyr. What have you seen in the past week to suggest that Penabont can stay up?
We've got a lot of talent in our dressing room, especially bringing Ash in as well. He showed his credentials today, solid he was. It makes a big difference. One or two players, I think we start climbing that table.
And how important is the fact that point today psychologically? It's taking you out of the bottom two, isn't it?
Yes, massive. It's a confidence boost as well, isn't it? So for all the players, and we move on out of the split, then it's a good boost. And, you know, morale in the change rooms will be high, probably.
I know the target that was set at the club at the start of the season was 15 points by the break. You're on to 12 points now, and a big game at Cemdrwys next weekend.
Yeah, and I think the goal is to stay up. I think if they do stay up, I think it'd be better than winning a Welsh Cup front, to be honest, because it's a tough league. First year in there, it's going to be very difficult. But if we stay up, I think it'd be better than winning a cup for them.
Well, that's intent for you, isn't it? Rhys Griffiths and crew are getting the chequebook out. They absolutely believe that they're still in it.
Yeah, well, you know, he's one of the most experienced goalkeepers in this league. Like we say, he's a regular, gets his passport out there every summer, Ashley Morris, for over the last 10 years, most probably, with the likes of Llanelli and Bala. So he's a top-class keeper. His experience is vital. When he's in a scrap as well, he's seen it all before. And Ashley Evans, again, who was brilliant in this league for Llanelli, he's gone to Merthyr and done really well at Merthyr. But it looks like Griff, I know Griff was after him in the summer, just missed out on him. And Griff thinks he'll be the key signing. And that's, you know, it's as big a signing as that. He thinks it could be the key signing to keep his team in this league. And he's a good player, he's a great player. So, you know, they're making positive signs. That's great. You know, there's nothing better than... You've just come out of the bottom two. You've had a good point against Carnarvon. You've got everybody scrapping for you, and you've showed you're willing to stay in the league by signing two class players who, you know, could make the difference. And you know, you have to back the manager, you have to back the board for giving Griff the chance to get the players. And you know, out of the three now, with them couple, you know, could them two signings make them favourites to stay up out of the three?
Their opponents are Kevin Druids. Now, Kevin Druids have spent a bit of time in the top six this season. They won't want to give it away for cheap, and they'll be out for every point they can get to get back in it next week, won't they?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I've just finishing watching the highlights now 1-0 up in the last minute against TNS at you know, it's just unbelievable. 1-0 up, 90th minute and 94th minute. That is an absolute sickener. I bet, you know, that spoiled Huey's New Year's Eve, most probably, but he got to go again. You'd expect Kevin Druids to be favourites for this with the form that they've been showing of late. They got to win. Of course, coming seventh is no disaster in this league now because you've still got the chance to get the European playoffs. But Huey will expect a win at home, definitely. For Penabont, I think they keep their points tally ticking over. I think they take a point on the road.
Seventh place is no disaster, but you wouldn't want to be involved in the fight for that seventh place if either Newtown and Cardiff Met or Kevin Druids and Cardiff Met are involved in that, because that will probably be the most intense fight over the next few weeks.
Oh, definitely. I mean, like I said, this fight's all over the place. I mean, TNS top 44, Connorskey second 43, Ballath third 41. So there's 3 points between the top three, all the same games. Mid-table battle, Newtown 31, Kevin Druids 28. Massive battle between them. And then down at the bottom, then you've got two teams on 11 and one team on 12. Everybody's looking towards the top six and the bottom six, the 10 last fixtures, but hang on, there's two massive encounters to come before that, the next two games.
Those of you who find it a bit odd that we're not talking about the top when it is so tight, we haven't forgotten about it. It's just that there's quite a lot still to play for in that top six, bottom six. Exciting games across the park all weekend. Here's two killer questions for you before you go. Do you think top six will be sorted this weekend, or do you think it's going to that final weekend?
I think the top 6-1 will go to the final weekend, because I think Newtown will obviously have to do tremendous. They have to be at their best, which they have done quite a few times, in fact, against TNS. So Hughie's mob, I think they could get over the line. But if Kevin Druids were to win, it will go to the last game. So I think it's Ballard, Kevin Druids next week then. I think it could go all the way. But I just think, you know, that the 6th and 7th place is still to be decided. It just makes everything positive about the league at the moment.
And finally, Jonah, 2020 is here. You've got something new on your mind, because we are getting closer to that Cymru C game at Carnarvon against England. So, you know, whilst the managers here are looking about winning games to get themselves into 6th and 5th place, are you starting to look at players in terms of whether they're going to be in your squad yet? And who's already booked their seat?
Yeah, Mac, absolutely all over it. All over it. You know, from the start of the first game of the season, you're looking all the time. You try to get as many games as you can, which I do. And you just, all the time you're looking, you're just looking for somebody to stand up and say, pick me, don't leave me out, because I could win a game for you, or I could make sure you don't lose the game. It's, you know, it's a big task again. You know, we drew with them last year. I'm sure they'll be smart in this year. And Fairclough's been in the job with them about 13 years now. He says, you know, he's produced about 200 professionals from there, and they are all full-time pros, but the boys stood up last year and put on a brilliant performance. And I'm sure everybody wants to be involved to be in what should be a gigantic clash at the Oval, Carnarvon. What better place could you play? They've been the best supported club. So we're hoping that it's all going to turn out on a day, 1,000-plus, maybe 2,000-plus crowd against England. It's already in the making, and I just hope every player wants a shirt.
That was a politician's answer. Who's already been picked?
There's most probably, if we have a squad of about 18, Mac, I'd say there's most probably 12 picked already.
Names?
I'd pick myself as centre-forward and midfielder, but I don't think I'll be able to play due to lack of pace. And there's a few bankers. I think that the fans of the clubs will know there's maybe 6 or 7 certainties, but the rest are still playing for places.
Oh, well dodged. We'll get it out of you eventually. Formal squad announcement to come soon, I'm sure. In the meantime, enjoy your Cymru Premier weekend. Say goodbye, Jonah.
Yeah, happy new year to everybody, Mark, and these next 2 weeks are going to be gigantic. Never mind about the top six and the bottom six. It's all about the present, and the next two games are going to be big for these clubs.